Hi there, Shannon. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director, and John wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any of your questions and also to apply a reduced rate for your young company. A happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I know that John does a very good job of outlining at least the very basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
No, we've gotten a couple of calls about
okay.
The same thing. I don't know if it's from the same company.
It doesn't look like it. Looks like we tried to reach out to you earlier today. I think we got sent to voicemail, and then John was able to call you back. But we only call through the area when a position becomes available. But you may have heard something that sounded quite similar before. It is for first-page placement on Google and for Bing. In this case, it's the local map or the PAC result that pops up right near the very top of the page. And to get you on that first page requires content relating to the searches for the services that you provide. And that's really... Well, I mean, I know Google looks at over 200 different ranking factors, but this is far and away the single most important factor. It is really why businesses are on that first page, not because they've been doing it the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. They just have more content that Google can verify saying that they are in that area providing that service, more content than their competitors have. So out of necessity, we'll make sure that you have a fully optimized Facebook page for your company. You'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You'll have actually almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google. And, of course, all of them will be talking about your services and your service area. That way, anyone typing in pool service or pool maintenance or pool cleaning or whatever they might type in, your company will pop up in that 10-mile radius as one of the top options. Now, obviously, you use Google yourself, you know that you will not be the only company on that first page, and ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. But the ones that do call you, they will call you after seeing a website, after deciding that, you know, as long as you're available to perform the service and you have a fair price, they probably will want to hire you for your services. Now, John says you have a website that's kind of in progress. Is it not yet active online, or is it active but still being worked on?
It's active and it's up, but it needs work. We don't know how to do that work very well ourselves. We didn't know how to do it yet.
What is your domain?
It's eastvalepools.com.
Okay, gotcha. Let me pull that up and I'll take a look at that. So, of course, with our service, you get calls directly to you. And that's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name of your company to see you as one of their top options and to call you directly. And, of course, when they call you, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. I do have your website up in front of me. You know, obviously it's not the most detailed website, but it's a nice, attractive website. It's got some bright colors, and it's got your phone number on there. People can learn a little bit about you, and, of course, it's got your phone number. Like I said, they can contact you. It actually is Google compliant. It does meet what Google needs to see for a website to rank well on that first page. If you've ever seen, like, a Google Business Profile website, the websites that Google does, a very stark, plain white background, couple of bullet points for services and a phone number, but Google makes them, and they're Google compliant, right? I mean, they meet the two criteria that any website needs to possibly rank well, and your website does that as well. It has to be mobile optimized, meaning it reformats and stacks on itself for a smaller screen, like a tablet or maybe a smartphone. And, of course, it has to be a secure website, HTTPS. The S actually means secure, which is important, especially for websites like yours when there's a contact form and people can leave personal information. So your website does meet those criteria, and with the right optimization, we can make sure that your website pops up on that first page. And of course, that means backlinking it to all the different destinations that Google looks for. Now, as far as pricing goes, and I apologize for being so long-winded before getting back to that, you qualify for a new business rate, which is actually for this particular listing, a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It's going to save you exactly $200 a month. It would bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. Again, that's the exact amount. No taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. Now, John attached the Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile. I know that that's a very different service. You pay for every lead whether you get the job or not with that, right?
Right.
And obviously you're a very new business, so that service must be new as well. Have you had it long enough to get leads and try and follow up with those leads? Do you know if it's working for you?
It is working for us right now.
Okay, good.
But it is expensive, so.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you are going to get work out of it, but not every job that you get turns into work. Let me ask you though, on the website it says veteran owned. Are you yourself a veteran of the U.S. military?
Yeah, the Air Force, U.S. Air Force.
The Air Force, no kidding. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. And now that I see that on there, I'm going to apply the veteran discount rate, which is huge. When we're talking percentage-wise, it's enormous. It's actually $50 off per month of any of our services. And since you're pretty local, you know, 10 miles, I think that local campaign is great for you already. If you were, you know, saying, well, I travel 50 miles, I have to travel 50 miles, then I would be talking about, you know, something a little beefier, maybe paid Facebook ads or Google paid ads, and $50 off of $500 is not such a big difference. But when we're taking $50 off of $199 and dropping that down to $149, that's a pretty significant difference right there. Now, like I said, our job is to keep your phone ringing, right, and to earn your business 1 month at a time. There's no long-term contract. And you don't have to stop using the Angie's or Home Advisor, but a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, Networks, any of the others, even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, they're still more than happy to scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often, or cap them at a lower amount, or even shut the leads off altogether, and simply let their phone ring. I think every business owner has only ever wanted their phone to ring and have it be a potential customer. I don't think anybody wants to chase down a lead, especially when that same lead gets sent out to 6 or 8 of your competitors, and it's hard to have a high enough conversion rate to even justify it sometimes. But you don't have to stop using that service, but I think once we get your phone ringing, you'll be happy to keep those leads paused a lot more often. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those searches. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from individual directories, etc. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not yet. I guess, do you offer website help, I guess?
We aren't going to be able to get into the website that you have. It's built on someone else's platform. It's hosted by someone else, so we can't go in there and make changes ourselves. We can make suggestions as to what, you know, you might want to have your web developer create, or are you building this website on your own?
We're looking for someone to do it.
Okay. Well, we if we were going to build a website, we would start fresh, build a whole new website. We can use the domain and build a new website on that domain for you. And, of course, if it's our website, we've got access to it. We can make changes to it. You can request content changes. You can add new photos and things like that. So we would be able to do that for you. And if we did, it would be at no additional cost. I mean, you're a very young company. When our clients are less than 3 months old, and I'm not sure if you are technically, but it just says new in business and not a number. So I'm going to go with it. But we could offer you a website at no additional cost. Again, build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, our job is not just to list you on that first page. It is to make sure that at least a lot of the people that see you pick up the phone and call you. And of course, you know, although you will be one of the top options on that first page, it doesn't mean that everyone who sees you on that first page will call you, but at least you'll have a chance. At least you'll be able to get some phone calls. It's, it's that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying you're the worst, you could be the best, but we've got to get you on that playing field. We have to get you on that first page of Google. Once you are on that first page, though, even as a young and small company, you can outcompete the bigger, well-established businesses if you're on that first page and people can see you there and you can get those phone calls. So, you know, the important thing is getting you on that first page and allowing people who need your services to pick up the phone and call you. And, of course, I don't need to tell you. I mean, we are looking at the second week in May. So this is the best time to get this going for you. Get your business out there, get your phone ringing, get people who need your services picking up the phone and calling you. Now, is it strictly pool maintenance and cleaning, or do you do any like service work, repairs to the pumps or anything like that?
Yeah, we do pump replacement, and like I said, we're looking at getting into heat pumps and everything.
Gotcha.
We're getting there.
Yeah, you're kind of getting there, and you know, as a young business, you want to take steps appropriately. And John did put in here right now it's strictly residential, which is perfectly fine. You know, make sure that we're focusing on high-end residential clients that'll be needing your services. And if you ever want to be found for commercial and things like that, we can always update that content. You know, there's not going to be any additional costs for that. In fact, the other thing that I'd be willing to do here for you, because I want to make it affordable. And like you said, the Angie's or Home Advisor is not cheap, you know. And I've been doing this long enough to remember. I mean, it's only been about, 6-7 months that it's been rebranding Home Advisor and Angie's List kind of into the single entity Angie Leads, although Angie's List still exists. It's just now Angie, and Home Advisor is now Home Advisor powered by Angie. But it's still the same service. It's still, I mean, I remember when it was called Service Magic. That was almost 9 years ago. Same company, changed ownership, changed name, of course, but it's still the same service of basically buying leads off of Google. I mean, Home Advisor has historically been one of Google's biggest customers. They do still to this day under Angie or whatever it is, spend between $2 and $3 million every month on Google paid ads. Now, that does of course cover the entire country and all the industries they generate leads for, but they make that money back even hand over fist every single month. That's why they keep on doing it. But their business model is great for them. They capture those leads and flip them. They sell and resell the same lead to competing businesses. So what this would do is take the middleman out of the equation. Still puts the power of Google to work, but only it works directly for you. They don't have to find you through Home Advisor. And the other thing, too, is when they're calling you directly, it's not that same person who is going through Angie's or Home Advisor, because they know they'll get several phone calls, several bids, and they can just easily look for the cheapest guy without having to do any of the legwork on their own. What this does, though, is someone who is actively looking to find the right company, they'll see your business, they'll see a website, whether it's the one you've got or one that will build for you, and they'll pick up the phone. Best part about your services is it's almost always going to be recurring work as you go back out there and maintain the pool. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same fixed flat rate. In fact, no matter how long you choose to stay with us, even if you become yourself a well-established business, that reduced rate will always apply. And with the military discount on there, it is exactly $149. The other thing that I want to do here would be waive your setup fee. Now, there's usually a $99 setup fee, helps us to offset the cost of creating the content to get you on that first page. But I know that if typical, you probably spent even almost $300 with Angie's just as the membership fee. And then, of course, paying for the leads on top of that adds up pretty quickly for you here. So I can't wear a black eye for Home Advisor Angie's or accept praise for anything good that happens. We have nothing at all to do with them. And this promo code that I'm applying here is not specifically for that particular service, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And again, it just allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. And I might sometimes take $20, $25, $30 off of that $99 setup fee. But in this case, I want to go ahead and waive it all together, partly because you're a young company, partly because you're paying for leads and it's expensive, but also, again, just kind of as a nod to your military experience. So we always do give back whenever we can. We all, or at least most of us anyway, wear red shirts on Friday to remember everyone deployed. So, you know, I want to do what I can to help you out. And I hope that you haven't gone too far down that rabbit hole, and hopefully I can keep you from going too far down there. You said it's working, so you don't have to stop doing it, but you also said it's expensive. And like I said, when your phone's ringing, when you've got other jobs coming in, you might be able to happily scale back on paying for those leads, put a little money back in your pocket, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I prefer to have our website and everything generating the leads
right.
rather than paying for them.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to scale back on them and start getting leads of our own.
Yeah, I can imagine,
and,
of course.
And it looks a little more local.
Yes, yeah. I was going to ask you about that because John says you know, you really want to keep it 10 miles. They've got you for Port Charlotte, Northport, Punta Gorda, Venice. I don't know how far you really do want to go, or if you get leads that are a lot further away than you would want and still having to pay for those leads anyway.
Yeah, we had to talk to them and get them to really shorten it up because we're in a pool cleaning business, but out here every other house has a pool. So
right.
I don't want to drive further. I want to fill up my route.
Yeah. No, you want several houses on the same street on the same day and just knock them out one at a time.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, not to defend them in any way, but, I mean, obviously their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for, and if they open up your service area, that gives them more opportunities, more leads to send your way. But that's not what you want. That doesn't help you out at all. Like I said, it helps Angie's or Home Advisor almost every time. It sometimes helps the homeowner because they can find someone to provide the service, and usually, you know, they can find someone who can do it fairly inexpensively when they're getting so many opportunities and offers. But it rarely does help the business owner. You know, I mean, I've been, like I said, doing this for a long time, and the majority of the business owners that I speak to that have used or are using that exact same service, most of them do say what you're saying. You know, it's hit or miss. It works sometimes. It's good money going after a lot of bad leads a lot of the time. So, you know, like I said, I want to do everything I can. I'd waive your setup fee, save you $99 there, and then cut that rate from what would have been without any reduced rate at all, $399 down to $149. And again, that's the exact amount, so it's a lot easier to budget for than paying for leads, which of course depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With us, you always know in advance when it would bill. It would bill on the same day every month for that exact amount of $149. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. And like I said, no matter how many jobs you get, it's just that flat rate. So if we can include that website for you and do it at no additional cost, I mean, would that be something that you would want, especially being that it's month to month?
We definitely need some help on the website, obviously. I mean, once it's up, it's up. But we're not that techy. We don't do websites.
Yeah, no, you know, we don't expect our clients to know our job, but you know. You know what you do, and you're good at what you do. But you know, we've been an SEO company since 2004. 17 years is a long time for any business, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization. That is a long time. We've actually been part of Google's partnership program for almost 6 years. We were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized companies. Of course, they do have a division that deals with the nationwide chains, but for smaller companies, they started partnering up with companies like Local Splash almost 6 years ago. Like I said, we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership. Of course, we started out as a regular partner, everyone does, but it took us about a year and a quarter to move from regular partner through channel partner all the way up to premier partner, which is the highest level of partnership that can be achieved. It is there because of our training, our product knowledge, our experience. There's just 8 premier partners in the country. There's only 41 worldwide, and that does mean that we have a closer working relationship with Google. We get our training directly from Google, whether it's updates to their local map or pack algorithm, additional directories they want us to create. Sometimes they tell us they don't want to seed certain directories anymore. We're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. And, I mean, we're talking about things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, directories that no one's really ever heard of. Even most so-called SEO companies don't know to create that content. And we don't create that content, of course, so your customers can see it, but we create that content because Google looks for it. Again, those are as trusted and as important as something like a Yelp or a Facebook page. So we'll create all of that content. Again, all of it talks about your services and your service area. That way Google can verify that information and keep you right there on that first page.
Okay. This is sounding better and better. I mean, we were talking to other companies about the same sort of thing, but we do need the website help.
Sure.
Of course, we need the search engine optimization, all of this stuff. Sounds great. We do need, I mean, we just bought this business. It is less than 3 months old.
Okay, gotcha.
And we are working hard to make it work. We want to make sure that, we don't ever have to work for anybody again and get COVID proof.
Yeah, that's the dream for sure. No, you're exactly right. And I mean, for your area, you're in a great industry. I mean, like you said, just about every other house, you know, there's a pool. So, you know, and although you're a very young company, you can get phone calls, you know, and for you, word of mouth is hard to come by. You're just too new. You know, you haven't been around long enough for people to use your services and then start to recommend you to their friends. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Google it. It's what we say, it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. And for most of us, at least for many of the services we need, we don't always know who to call. And, you know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just jump on our smartphone or hop on a computer. We do a quick search for the service we need, and we call someone that provides that service. And it's almost always going to be someone off of that first page. I'm that way. I don't really go past the first page in my own life. But even though you're a young company, getting you on that first page, getting your phone ringing, every new client that finds you online then becomes a traditional word of mouth stream for you as they start to use your services and recommend you to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to grow. Now, scaling up your business is certainly possible when you've got those phone calls and those accounts lined up, you know, and you're able to take on more pools. And if you need to hire more technicians to do that, I mean, you can certainly do that. And I mean, you're in a great place for it. This is the best time of year to get something like this going. Now, it is a month-to-month service, so there is no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to simply keep your phone ringing and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, no matter how long you choose to stay with us, that rate will still apply, and it's the exact amount. No taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees or anything like that. So I would think for the leads that you're getting, I mean, I wouldn't even be asking you necessarily to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. You could most likely budget the $149 out of what you're already spending on leads with HomeAdvisor or Angie's. I mean, you can jump on your smartphone, pause your leads for 48 hours if you did that once a week, I would think, that would get you pretty close to saving up enough money just to budget for this. And of course, our service is designed to not only pay for itself, help you to, you know, manage your business, and if you wanted to keep paying for leads, it could help you to do that too, help you pay for your equipment, your gas, and everything else when you've got those clients calling you and using your services on a regular basis.
Right. And I'm, yeah, I mean, like I said, if we can get the phone ringing, generating our own leads via the website, and
right.
That's the key to it, I guess. I mean,
yeah. Well,
we said we want to build a big business here. We want to be very good at two things. One is customer acquisition, and two is customer retention.
Yeah. So, you know, I was going to say, and I think that a lot of the times the first one's harder to get. I mean, once you get a client, you know, you're going to do a great job, right? I mean, it sounds like you take pride in what you do, and you're going to do a fine job, and I'm sure it's a fair price, and people are going to want to continue to use your service. I don't think the retention part's going to be a problem for you. We just got to get your phone ringing and get you those new clients in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And retention's easiest because I can control the quality of the experience for the customers.
Of course.
The acquisition. So I think we'd like to do this with you. The other companies didn't quite, get it. We weren't quite ready to make that jump yet.
I hear you.
But if we can, if you can help us out with that website, and I mean that's a lot of value right there for us.
Sure.
And then and then get us seen, you know, get everything you said. If you can do that and get us some calls, that's what we need. We need people calling us. We can go out and close these. But we're closing over 50% of the leads that are coming in.
I bet. But that's good. That's good. You're like I said, your passion really does come across. You know, I mean, it's going to be hard for someone talking to you to not understand that you really take pride in your work, you know, and we can easily brand you as the guy who, you know, does quality work at a fair price. We can put veteran owned and all of that for you. We just got to get it where people can see it, where people will know about you and start calling you. And I mean, if it does help you to scale back on those leads, I am more than happy to do that. I know that you're not like a roofer or, kitchen and bathroom remodeler, you know, the guys that might make $20,000-$30,000 on a single job, but they're also paying like $150 or sometimes $250 per lead, and they might be a little willing to chase after that job, maybe a little too far. I've talked to a couple of those guys, one roofer I remember, I'll never forget it, he said he was over $9,000 in debt because of the leads he got from Home Advisor, always thinking the next lead was going to be that $20,000 job, and then he would cancel. But when I talked to him, he was just pulling his hair out. He was $9,000 in debt already, paying, I think he said it was $180 for a repair job and $240 for a re-roof job. So he was seeing that money come out of his account like hemorrhaging blood, hemorrhaging money out of his account. So I know that, you know, that's not the situation for you here, but I mean, obviously you're still a young company, you're still a small company, and your advertising dollars are not infinite. So you want those advertising dollars to go where they're going to help you out the most. So I see it as Eastvale Pool Services, and of course eastvalepools.com is the website that we would promote. The phone number that we're speaking on is the same number that's on your website, so obviously the one you want us to promote for your business. Is it also the best number for us to call to reach you regarding your account?
If you're trying to call, this is our company phone.
Okay.
So I can give you a backup number if you need one to get a hold of.
This would be just that, just a backup number. If we're not able to reach you on the company phone, we'll call this number, but it will not be a number that we'll promote anywhere online. The number that we'll solely promote would be that 941-336-9191. But what is a good phone number for you then?
310-341-9609. That is my personal phone, so yeah, I definitely don't want that one advertised.
I got that as a personal cell phone. It would just be for us to use to contact you regarding your account. Now, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, any and all, whichever one's the most appropriate for the message.
Yeah, for sure. And if it's, you know, something longer that we want you to have for your records, we'll definitely email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll simply give you a quick phone call or shoot you a text. I did see customercare@eastvillepools.com. Is that the email address you'd want us to have on file here?
Yes. We're going to add some emails to that website for customers
okay.
with billing questions and things like that.
Gotcha.
So that's one of the things we want to, you know, We just bought the domain from GoDaddy and it's hosted on GoDaddy right now.
Gotcha.
And then we just kind of set it up real quick ourselves.
Okay, sure.
So we,
and like
we need to get stuff like
that. You know, it's a good start. I mean, what is there is nice, but you know, it is not the most detailed or in-depth website. But you know, what you guys have done so far is pretty good. And then I did want to ask you this because it is on the website, but you're service-based, right? And you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first,
correct.
Right, or
sure.
at all. But the address,
yeah.
the 3280 Tamiami Trail, is that,
That's the office address.
That's the office address, okay. But
yeah.
customers
yeah,
don't typically go there. You do receive your mail there, but you don't receive customers there, right?
Correct, that's exactly what it is.
Gotcha. Perfect. I did see a 22392 Oceanside Avenue. That's right there on the Angie's or Home Advisor. Is that a residence?
Yeah, that's a residence. Why is that? I don't know why that's on that.
Yeah.
That's our home.
That is your home, and that's right there on the Home Advisor Angie List profile page, homeadvisor.com/rated. Eastville Pools, a bunch of numbers in HTML. But Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even like yours, you've got a shop. If you don't see customers coming out there, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They're just going to list your Port Charlotte, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. They wouldn't want
to... Yeah, not our physical address. Our mailing address is a separate physical place. It's a mailbox. It's a mailing place. Yeah, and then, yeah, there's no reason for anybody to come out to us. They got an address so they can mail checks.
yeah. And the address on your website, that's not a post office box or a personal mailbox, right?
That's a, what is the one on the website? That's not a, no, that's, yeah, that's our business mailbox.
It is your business mailbox, okay. And I never did get your last name.
Guy, G-U-A-Y.
And then, is your first name Shannon?
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha. And then, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do just a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we've got all the information that we need to accurately promote your business, things like, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business? You want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, attention to detail, or it's veteran-owned. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. The other thing that I'll do now to secure the listing for Eastvale Pool Services, and is that, I mean, I see it as Eastvale Pools on the website, but then on the Andrews, it's Eastvale Pool Services. How did you want the business officially to be branded?
Our official name is Eastvale Pool Services LLC.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a DBA probably as Eastvale Pools or even EV Pools.
Okay. So we'll...
Eastvale Pool Services is probably what we want to do, though.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll have it as Eastvale Pool Services for now, at least, and if it changes, just let us know. But the other thing that I'll do then is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does, in fact, get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that with all of the reductions in the cost, the discounts, it's $149, no setup fee, website included, etc. Now, Shannon, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Yeah, that's not a problem. Although I do want to go take a step back real quick. I want to have everything done in my wife's name, if that's all right.
Oh, we can do that, yeah. Yeah,
she's usually the one that answers the phone and takes care of this business side of things for me.
Okay.
So I'm usually out on the road.
Is she there too? I mean.
Yeah, she's right. Okay. Yeah, she's right here.
Okay. So then she can answer the questions then. But go ahead, let me go ahead and get that set up. Okay.
And then make a note when the person calls back, she's going to be the one. I just answered it because I was home and she was busy.
Oh, okay. And then is there a different number or should we be calling the business number to reach your wife?
No, this is the business number. You can call this number. This is fine.
Okay.
She's just the one that's going to be answering. I just happen to answer this then.
Gotcha. And then I'll notate the account. What is your wife's name?
Ola. O-L-A.
Uh-huh.
Your name?
Same last name?
No, she's got a different last name. It's A-L A-Y S.
No, can I answer the question?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if she's on there, we can just jump right in. Hi, my name is Paul.
Hi, Paul. All right, so my last name is A-L-Y A-S, like Sarah, E-E-N, like Nancy.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put that in there. And then you can be the one to answer the questions. Shannon, you can stay on the line as well. But I've got that voice verification set up. It is, like I said, recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. It reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the company as you would want that to appear online?"
Yes, Eastville Pool Services, LLC.
And did you want for the branding of the business to include the LLC? It is a personal preference. We can leave it off, but we do want to make sure that it is branded the same way consistently across the board.
We can leave it off. Yeah, we can leave
it off. Okay. I agree. Personally, if anyone ever asks me, I always say to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's and things like that. But we've got it as Eastville Pool Services. And then, Ola, please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Ola Ayasin, and my title is President.
Okay. And then as the president of Eastville Pool Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And between you and Shannon, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Now, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ola, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I do, of course.
Of course, perfect. Now, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Home Advisor, the Angie's List. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we do ask you at least let us know. All of that's fair enough, right?
Of course, yes.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. So we make sure that all the information is accurate. With the reduction in the cost that I'm applying here, with the setup fee waived, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive today, will be charged today's date, the 9th of May, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. That is, in fact, an exact amount and a fixed flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Ola, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which does, in fact, mean that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, our service is offered completely at will, which means if after the second payment you find you've got more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if you need to, you can pause the service seasonally, and of course, you can discontinue the service at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That OLA is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ola, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name and the business name, actually.
Okay. And is there any middle initial on that particular card?
No.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. It's 4427-3225-3083-2521.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
4/27.
04 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
084.
And then you have 04 or April of 2027, the expiration date. And then was the card itself 44/27/32/25/30/83/25/21?
Yes, correct.
And does that bill at the 3280 Tamiami Trail or does that bill on the Oceanside Avenue?
The Tamiami Trail.
Okay, it does. And in either case, the zip code is 33952, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in just about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 1-800-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then you will receive all of that information by email as well. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive a link by direct text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, since our system sends our emails out every couple of minutes in bulk. But when you receive either the email or the text message, please let me know. Just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Just kind of those basic things that I mentioned earlier. We are booked out for the rest of the day and then for the first part of tomorrow morning. The earliest would be 11 o'clock, and then again gets a little crowded at the end of the day, but we could do as late as 4 o'clock, as early as 11 o'clock, and there's a few spots in between. Did you want something a little earlier in the day, middle of the day, towards 4 o'clock?
11 sounds good. That's tomorrow, 11? Right?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow the 10th at 11 o'clock. It will be scheduled from 11 until 12. It is a one-hour window for a call that usually only takes about half that time. So it'll probably get you just a few minutes after 11, get you off the phone pretty close to 11:30. And like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You will at 10 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call, received through our automated system a reminder email, and in just about a minute here, I will send you a calendar invite to your email as well, really more for your records, but you can respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Did you receive either the text or the email? You did? Okay.
Yes,
the text message goes right where we need it to go. If you click on the email, of course, it's got the invoice below it and the body of the email, among other things, is thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms, and the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes right where the text message automatically goes, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. We're talking about, of course, optimizing your Google Business profile. We will mirror the content on Bing, and the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you, etc. I don't want to walk you through everything in here, but if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way where it says SMS communication, it does populate the 310-341-9609 number as a mobile number that we can use to simply contact you regarding the account. That is a mobile number that you have access to, or that Shannon has access to, correct?
It's Shannon's phone number. Why didn't we use the business
number? I can fix that and resend it if you like. I did just have that as the cell phone number on here, so it pulls from that that number. The cell phone, unless I change it, put it down here. I have to override it with the business number then. So it just pulls from the cell phone line if it is one there. If there's not one there, it assumes the contact number to be the correct contact number. I'm not sure
I saw SMS communication and it's Shannon's phone number. I was about to like sign or confirm signature, okay. But
yeah,
if you can change.
So yeah, we can change it to the business number, right? The 9191 number. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'll update that in our system, and then I can resend that out to you. And then, at the bottom, we're just going to ask you. So I'm going to resend this one manually, and it should have the new phone number on there, the business number. I'm going to have to ask Caesar. He's our technician on the other side, why the cell number populates as the contact number if we don't indicate otherwise. It should be the other way around. The contact number should be the contact number, even if there is a cell number on there. So I'm just sending it out to you, local splash. It's in a drop-down box where there's about 50 others, local splash initial invoice. So I'm sending that out to you now, and it should have on there the new phone number. Yeah, it's populating the 9191 number on there. Please don't click the box below it, though. That is to opt out of SMS or text messages.
Yeah, I got
it. You certainly want to be able to send those to you. But at the bottom, of course, it wants you to type in your first and last name, case sensitive, of course. Once you have it in there, click confirm signature. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that. Now, of course, in doing that, it lets us know that you know that it's that flat rate, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit, again, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not.
All right, so I got to the username
and password. Okay. So, first of all, you don't have to worry about it right now. The reason it is asking you to basically log into your account, it's our automated system that thinks you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the actual dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it now. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password at this point, it would simply give you an error message that that page has not yet been created. The username is already created, but the password is not. The username, and I'm sending it to you in that calendar invite. The username is the business phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, but it does include the area code. So the username will always be 941-336-9191. We'll officially send that out to you in a couple of days once your client dashboard is up and active, and it will also have the default password, and you can update the default password and change it to anything you like once you're able to log in. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. I did just send that calendar invite. It does have your username and the phone number, which are basically the same thing. And anything, any correspondence, I should say, to the support at Local Splash email, please do include either your phone number or your username, and then we can easily forward it out to the right department. That is the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything to that email, but tomorrow when they do the client interview, they'll officially give you the photos at localsplash.com email address. You can send us those photos so we can build out that website and put photos on your Google listing and everything else like that. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. On my end, it will be someone else, one of our technicians, giving you a call for that interview tomorrow, right out or shortly after 11 o'clock. But I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Thank you very much, both of you, you and Shannon both. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ola. Thank you, Shannon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.